the following. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
We are live here in Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you this evening on the DRG Media Sports Network on 100.7 FM KMLO. Excited to be here tonight. We have potentially some great... Brady Battlers, Dustin Stortzum, with you this evening for their coverage of tonight's game. Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goodies, Stan C Stores, Sunrise Bank, Dakota, Hovind Equity, The Corner, and also Great Western Bank, Brown Agronomy, Stewart and Daughters, Hovind Co-op, Prairie Stop, C&B Operations, John Deere, and also Plains Commerce Bank, Barber Chemicals, Barber Farm Service, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, Brett Spray Service, and also Gettysburg Collision Center. This game is also sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities, and also the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. We've got a good one on tap here in the girls' game, our first game of the doubleheader this evening. Solely Buttes, the Chargers, are 12-3 on the year. And Potter County, the Lady Battlers, are 6-7. We'll take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we will have your family dental appear in Gettysburg pregame show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The team at Family Dental of Peer in Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Peer in Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs. Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
At Jensen Rock and Sand and Mowbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mowbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
And welcome back here to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you this evening on the DRG Media Sports Network at Soli Buttes. The Chargers are 12-3 on the season. Potter County, the Lady Battlers, 6-7 on the year. I was able to announce the Lady Battlers the other night when they took on North Central. Came out with a huge victory in that game, and it was the offensive rebounding that really helped them out as we enter our CHS River Plains Keys to Success. Dustin Stortzum up in the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. And it's time for our Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show. And like I said before, the Battlers last time out, they rebounded the ball, especially on the offensive boards, really, really well. It led to second chances. It led to third opportunities as well. And I think for the Battlers tonight, if they want to come out with a victory, they have to crash the boards again as well this evening. Now, they do have some height on this basketball team as well, so it will be exciting to see if they can crash the boards and come down with some second and third opportunities if they want to upset the Lady Chargers this evening. On the other side of things, my goodness, Soli Buttes, they are a fantastic basketball team. 12-1 on the season, their only loss coming to Aberdeen Christian, who was previously undefeated before being beat by Harriet Selby. Those girls took down Aberdeen Christian 52-36. I was on the call for that one, and a fantastic game there by the Harriet Selby girls. They've got a good basketball team over there as well. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. We have about 6 minutes before we begin action here in Gettysburg. The bleachers filling up here. We're going to have a fantastic game for you. If you want to listen or watch tonight's game and you're not in your car, you can go to our website, drgnews.com. Click on our station, KMLO, and you'll be able to either click the button listen live, or we also have a feature where you can watch a live stream. We are having a live stream on our website as well tonight. I want to give a special thank you to our sports video sponsors, CHS River Plains, Cambies Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. We have our Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge scoreboard that reads 5 minutes to go before the start of this one, and I've got a feeling that we are in for a fantastic matchup. Again, it's Soli Buttes, the Chargers. They're 12-3 on the year. Potter County, the Lady Battlers are 6-7, but both teams undefeated in division play. We should have a good one. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineup, and then we'll have your Montana Dakota Utilities tip-off right here on the DRG Sports Network, 100.7 FM, KMLO.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, "In the community to serve," goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
And at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pregaming can't be done without food.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino, from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Montana Dakota Utility's slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
At Real Tough Livestock Equipment, they want to handle all your livestock equipment needs. Check out all their products they offer, including corral panels, walk-in panels, maternity pens, gates, bale feeders, confinement panels, and handling systems, portable and stationary alleys, automatic head gates, and portable loading chutes. Check out their website at www.realtuff.com. That's realtuff.com. Or give them a call at 845-3456 to see what they can do for you. At Real Tough Livestock Equipment.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1988. C Stan C Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. C Stan C Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C Store. Offs and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C Store. Off sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C Store in Gettysburg. Go Battlers! With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Solly Butte's athletics and youth activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC. With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Let us be your partner and grow. Hovind Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hovind Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovind Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovind Co-op.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Field tractors are green.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzema on the call on the DRG Media Sports Network. And the tip going into the hands of the Battlers. They will have possession of the basketball to begin things. And on the floor for Potter County, it's Kirstie Lake, Ashley Kalp, Tyler Simon, Zoe Mankey, and Caden Cronin. Shot down low by the Battlers is up, no good. Offensive rebound going to Cronin. Her second effort won't go either. She comes down with another offensive board, and the Battlers keep possession of the basketball. Lake top of the key, getting it to the high post. Simon driving to the low block, trying to swing it back outside, but she lost control of the basketball, and a turnover for the Battlers. Bradford brings it up across the timeline, 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Driving to the high post, now getting right down to the low block, and the layup is good by Stevie Whitler. So quick 2 points on the board here for the Chargers. They lead Potter County, 2-0 early on. Solly Buttes, 12-3 on the season. Potter County, 6-7. Here's Lake off the screen. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws up a 2-pointer. Left it long. And the rebound going into the hands of Hill.
Coming the other way with the basketball is Bradford. 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Dribble with the left hand inside the post. Throws up the shot. It's no good off the backboard. Gets her own rebound. And her second chance effort is good. Four quick points for the Lady Chargers. Full court pressure here by Soli Buttes. And bringing it across the timeline is Ashley Kalp. As she gets it stripped out of bounds, it will stay in possession of the Battlers. 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. Clean inbound at the top of the key. Kalp has it, dribbling to the right wing. Now looking down low, Cronin. Working down low, tries to feed Simon on the left block, and it gets stripped away. Chargers with possession of the basketball. And Sheikhoon had control of the basketball, then lost it. It went out of bounds, last touch by the Battlers. So Soli Buttes staying in possession. Here's a drive to the low block. Count the basket and the foul. Whitler gets to the rim after the inbounds pass. And she'll go to the line for one more. 6-0 run to begin things for the Lady Chargers. One more from the line. It's the first personal foul on Zoe Mankey. The and one free throw is no good, and coming down with it is Lake. She'll bring it up across the half court line. Being double teamed in the corner. Hands it off to Kalp. Kalp to the corner and threw it a bit too long into the corner. Zoe Mankey was wide open. Would have had a nice look from deep, but instead it goes out of bounds. Another turnover for the Lady Battlers and a timeout on the floor. We will take a 30-second Actegra timeout as well. When we come back, 5:49 to go in the opening quarter. It's the Lady Chargers 6, the Battlers 0 on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Good luck, Chargers. From Owyhee Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OwyheeGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Owyhee Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
Soli Buttes with the basketball to begin things here after the timeout break. Dustin Stortzum calling tonight's game on the DRG Media Sports Network. You can listen to tonight's game, of course, on 100.7 KMLO, but you can also go to our website, drgnews.com. We also have a live stream this evening. 5:33 to go in the opening quarter. Turnover for the Lady Chargers. Simon will inbound things to Kalp. 5:30 to go in the opening quarter. Kalp has it. Bringing it up across the timeline. Trying to feed Cronin down low, and it's blocked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Lady Battlers. 6-0 lead for Soli Buttes over Potter County in the opening quarter. 5:23 to go. Here's Lake. From the baseline, she'll hand it off. Simon now driving to the low block. Shot is up, no good, but a foul called. Lydia Hill will pick up her first personal foul and the first team foul. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Two free throws coming up for the Lady Battlers. Tyler Simon at the line as she leaves the first one short. Getting the first personal foul on number 24, Lydia Hill of Soli Buttes. Second free throw is up and in. First point on the board here for Potter County. They trail Soli Buttes 6-1 early on. Full court pressure coming from the Battlers. Whittler brings it across the half court line. She'll set things up. Dribbling with the left hand. The left wing now hands it off. Shaquini. Back outside, the left wing, three-pointer is up by Whitler, it's up no good. Defensive rebound goes to Cronin, the Battlers will take over. Under 5 to play in the opening quarter. Lake brings it up across the timeline. Trying to feed it down low to Cronin, but nobody was home. And a turnover again for Potter County. sloppy with the basketball to begin things. Here's Bradford on the drive. She loses control of the basketball. The Chargers able to get it back as they feed it down low. Hill puts up a shot. Count the basket and the foul. From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution. 4:32 to go in the opening quarter. 8-1 Soli Buttes over Potter County. And the N1 free throw is up and good. Counted as it rattles home. A 9-1 run to begin things in the opening quarter for the 12-3 Soli Butte Chargers. Here's Cal getting the screen off the left side and an offensive foul. She'll get called for a push-off. That is Ashley Kalp's first personal foul. Or no, make that her... Yeah, her first personal foul, third team foul. Whitler brings it across the timeline for the Lady Chargers. 9-1 lead, 4:15 to go in the opening quarter. She'll take it to the free throw line. Now back outside from the left wing. Three-pointer is up, no good. But a offensive rebound going into the hands of Bradford. Bradford trying to feed it to the baseline, but a turnover. The Battlers will take over. Blake brings this one across the half-court line, looking around. Beating it to the high post. Simon has it, getting to the low block. Throws up a shot, but left it short. And it'll go out of bounds. Soli Buttes basketball. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. Full court pressure coming from Potter County. They trail 9-1. Soli Buttes with the lead, the Lady Chargers. With a great start to begin quarter number one. On the left wing, swinging it back to the right side. Now Bradford has it, dribbling to the free throw line. Looking around, now back to the top of the key. Here's a drive by Whitler. Throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Cronin coming down with a defensive board. And Kalp will bring this one across the half-court line for Potter County as we have a foul at the half-court line. That will go against number 15, Stevie Whitler. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. Soli Buttes 9, Potter County 1. Here's Kalp, dribbling to the left side. Now driving in the middle of the lane. Shot is up and good. The first points from the field for Potter County, and that lead is cut down to 6. Here's Whitler, dribbling to the right elbow. Now feeding it down low, shot is up, tough shot over Cronin. Lydia Hill gets it to fall for 2, and Soli Buttes answers right back with a 2 of their own. 11-3 lead now. Here's Kalp, dribbling to the right elbow, getting it outside, a long 2-point shot is up, and off the top of the backboard, they're going to consider that out of play. Megan Herman with the shot for the Battlers. She's checking in for the first time this evening. Lady Chargers have control of things. 2:30 to go in the opening quarter. 11-3 Soli Buttes over Potter County. Here's Hill down low. Being double-teamed, gets it back outside. A long 2-pointer's up, no good off the back of the rim. Bradford with the offensive rebound. Swinging it to the left side. She coined the rim. Count the basket and the foul. What a shot there on the low block. He'll go to the line for one more. 13-3 Soli Buttes over Potter County. And one free throw is up and no good off the back of the rim. Cronin coming down with the rebound for Potter County. So they trail by 10, 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Count. Crossing over Whitler, she gets to the free throw line. Nice feed down low to Simon on a V-cut, but her shot's blocked. Coming down with the rebound is Whitler. 3-on-3 opportunity for the Lady Chargers. She gets it to Bradford on the baseline. Bradford reverse layup is blocked. Cronin coming up with a block for the Lady Battlers, and Kalp will go the other way with the basketball. Hands it off. Herman now dribbling to the right wing, looking around. Now trying to find Tyler Simon on a V-cut, and the ball stripped away. Bradford coming up with it for the Lady Chargers. She'll bring it across the half-court line. 13-3 lead, 1:30 to go in the opening quarter. Soli Buttes over Potter County, and a foul call down low. Lydia Hill gets to the rim. see who the foul's on. That will go against Kaden Cronin. It's her second personal foul, fifth team. First free throw for Hill is up and good. So Cronin will go to the bench. Herman will also go to the bench. And the second free throw coming up for number 24, Lydia Hill. And she gets it to go. 2 for 2 on the free throws. And it's now a 12-point lead, 1:25 to go in the opening quarter. Kalp gets it across the timeline for the Lady Battlers. Looking around, trying to feed it on top of the key to Schlachter. Schlachter with the drive, and she'll be fouled on the right wing. We'll see who it's on. Potter County in their white uniforms with the red lettering. Soli Buttes in their purple unis with the gold lettering this evening. First foul going on Taylan Bradford, and we have another foul on the floor as well after the inbounds pass. 1:06 to go in the opening quarter. 15-3, Soli Buttes over Potter County. Soli Buttes 12-3 on the year. Potter County 6-7, and a steal off the inbounds pass. Lake of the Battlers was able to tip it out of bounds. Last touched by Potter County. So Soli Buttes with the basketball here, and they will walk this one across the half court line after the inbounds pass. Whittler dribbling with the right hand, swings it to the right wing. Here's Bradford feeding Hill down low. Hill, no, foul's not called. She got called for a traveling. And so with 52 seconds to go in the opening quarter, Potter County will have control of the basketball. Looking to get out of this funk they're in right now. Trailing 15-3 with 48 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Kalp from the free throw line. Back outside Lake. Thought about a three-pointer. Now she'll pull up from three. That's up no good off the right side of the backboard. And the rebound by Hill. 4 seconds separate the shot clock from the game clock. Over to the right wing. Ernie has it. Now to Bradford. Bradford dribbling with the right hand. Down to 12 on the shot clock. 15 on the game clock. Whittler with the left hand. Driving to the left elbow. Back outside. Three-pointers up. And count the three-pointer. Caitlin Burney gets it to fall. Here's the Battlers the other way. 1 second. She throws up a shot. Tyler Simon at the buzzer. It's no good. And after one quarter of play here in Gettysburg, it's Soli Buttes 18, Potter County 3. We will take a quick 30-second break when we come back. The second quarter action coming up right here on the DRG Sports Media Network.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. 18-3, Soli Buttes leading Potter County. After the end of the first quarter, the Soli Butte Lady Chargers will have control of things. Here as the Battlers coming back onto the floor. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge, a broadcast booth. Second quarter action. We'll see how things play out here. Whittler with the basketball for the Lady Chargers. Handing it off, Bernie, to the left wing. Here's a drive, and the ball stripped away. Kalp coming up with the basketball. She wants to go in transition here, top of the key. Kind of lost control of the basketball, was able to get it back. Now Lake in the corner, wide open three-pointer. It's left short, and the rebound goes to Lydia Hill. Hill had a fantastic first quarter, 7 of her team's 18 points. Whittler on the drive, throws up a tough shot. It rattles in and out. Offensive rebound going to Soli Buttes as well, but the second effort won't fall either. 7:20 to go in the opening half. 18-3, Soli Buttes over Potter County. Kalp dribbling to the left wing. Now looking for the corner, back outside of the top of the key, Tyler Simon, spin moves, shot up, down low, but it's no good. Off the front of the iron. Whitler bringing it the other way. She'll throw it to the left wing. Bernie, now to Shecorney. Down low, Bradford, shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, Lydia Hill, make that 9 points for Hill in the first half. She has nine of her team's 20. 6:45 to go in the opening half. Kalp has it for the Battlers. Looking around, guarded closely by Whitler, is able to throw a bounce pass down low. Simon throws up a tough shot, and she gets to fall inside of the post. As we have a timeout on the floor. Solely Butte's calling their first timeout of the game. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout as well. It's 20-5, Solely Butte's with the lead over Potter County. You're listening to the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. 20-5. Solely Butte's leading Potter County. Dustin Stortson with you on the call on the DRG Media Sports Network. Willer will bring this one across the timeline. Swinging it to the right side to Allison Whitler. Allison Whitler back outside to Stevie Whitler. She'll now drive down the middle of the lane. Gets it outside. Bradford a three-pointer. It's up and in. Right between the eyes from downtown. And the Lady Chargers get a three-pointer right after the timeout. Here's the Battlers the other way. Shot up, no good as it goes out of bounds. We'll stay with Potter County. Schlachter with the shot. She cannot get it to fall. It was last tipped by Solely Buttes. Solely Buttes leading by 18, 23-5 in the first half. Mankey from the elbow, handing it off. Kalp. Bounce pass down low. Tyler Simon, the turnaround jumper is good. Tyler Simon, she has the last 4 points for Potter County. The score now, Solely Buttes 23, Potter County 7. Stevie Whitler on the drive, working on Kalp, throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Mankey coming down with a rebound, and we'll see if the Battlers can respond again here. They need to go on a little bit of a run. 5:20 to go in the opening half. Kalp. Spin moves to the free throw line. Now a bounce pass down low. Mankey shot is up. No good. It was blocked away by number 22, Allison Whitler, but a foul is called. And Zoe Mankey will go to the line for two shots. Remember, you can watch tonight's game on our live stream. Go to drgnews.com, select stations, hit KMLO. You'll be able to find the live stream toward the bottom of the page. Taylen Bradford will check out of the game for Solely Buttes. And the second free throw is up and no good. So 0 for 2 on the free throws and a foul called after the defensive rebound. Allison Shecconi came down with the rebound, but she was fouled. Emma Schlachter picking up her first personal, sixth team foul for Potter County. Stevie Whitler to Shecconi. Now outside to Allison Whitler, who will drive to the left wing. Now hands it off to Stevie Whitler. She'll drive back outside. Shecconi to the corner. Whitler now to the high post. Back down low to Lydia Hill, who's fouled. Count the basket in the foul. Hill will go to the line for one more. She has had quite the first half for the Lady Chargers. And one free throw coming up. And it's good. So count the basket and the foul. Solely Buttes now leads 26-7 over Potter County in the opening half. 4:45 to go. Here's Count from the free throw line. Getting it inside the paint. Now back outside. Lake off of a screen. Throws up a jumper just inside the three-point line. And she gets the fall. Potter County answering back with 2 points. Whitler will dribble this one across the timeline. Now to the right wing. And she gets it down low, but it's being double-teamed, and we have a jump ball. Nice play by Kirstie Lake there to force the jump ball. Possession arrow favors Potter County. And so they'll take control of the basketball. 26-9, Soli Buttes, the 12-3 Chargers over Potter County. The 6-7 Lady Battlers. 4:15 to go in the opening half. Here's Kalt. Top of the key, getting it to the right side. Now swing it to the left side. Lake throwing up a three-pointer, and she left it well short. Nice tip back from Mankey as she gets it to Tyler Simon on the low block. Simon cannot finish, though, and the Lady Chargers will go the other way. Here's Stevie Whitler on the drive. Nice defense by Cal, but Whitler with a better shot. That goes down for 2 points, 28-9, and a timeout with 3:52 to go in the opening half. Soli Buttes leading Potter County. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. And make sure you stay tuned for our Fresh Start Market halftime show. Right now, 28-9. Soli Buttes leading Potter County here on the DRG Media Sports Network. We will also name your Venture Communications Player of the Game afterwards in our post-game show. Both teams back on the floor. 3:52 to go in the opening half. Potter County will have control of the basketball. Trailing now by 19. Here's Cal. Dribbling it across the half-court line. She'll throw a bounce pass to the left side. Herman has it. Herman, now to the right wing. Schlachter back outside to Lake on top of the key. Lake dribbling with the left hand. Gets it to the left elbow. Now gives it off. Count from the three-point line. It's blocked away. Hill coming down with the rebound. Whitler throwing it up court to Stevie Whitler, who tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. And a turnover for the Lady Chargers. Puck down to 3:22 in the first half. Potter County with the basketball. Trailing by 19. Kalt to the free throw line. Back outside. Mankey thought about a three. Now she'll dribble with the left hand inside the post. Getting it back outside of the baseline. Schlachter now hands it off to Lake. Lake to Mankey. Off the front of the rim. No good. And it rolls out of bounds. Last touched by Potter County. And Soli Buttes will have control of the basketball with just over 3 minutes to go in the first half. They lead 28-9 over Potter County. Whitler dribbling this one across the half court line. Guarded by Schlachter. Schlachter still guarding Whitler as she drives with the left hand, gets it to the low block, and puts it in for two. Soli Buttes 30, Potter County 9. 2:40 to go in the opening half. Here's Kalp. She'll throw up a floater. Kalp shot in and out. Offensive rebound going to Kalp. She'll put it in for two. Kalp was able to come back down with the basketball. She puts it in for 2 points. And now Potter County in double digits here in the first half. They still trail 30-11. Allison Whitler trying to feed it to Lydia Hill down low, but it is tipped out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Lady Chargers. Soli Buttes 30, Potter County 11. Here in the girls' game, we will have your boys' game to follow. Stevie Whitler to Bradford. Bradford dribbling with the left hand. Now gets it down to Lydia Hill, who's being double-teamed. But Lydia Hill makes it look easy as she puts it in for two. 14 first half points for Lydia Hill. She has outscored the entire Potter County team. 1:50 to go in the first half. Kalp's turnaround shot is up, no good. Rebound going to Hill.
Here's Whitler. She'll dribble it up across the half-court line. Allison Whitler with it, handing it off to Stevie Whitler. Whitler to Shekoine. Back outside. Deep three-pointer. Allison Whitler, and she missed all of that one as it goes out of bounds. And Potter County will take over. 1:29 to go here in the opening half. Well, half-court pressure here from the Chargers. Clock down to 1:20 in the first half. Here's Lake, a corner three-pointer. It's up no good. Hill coming down with the rebound. Allison Whitler coming in transition. A two-on-three opportunity for the Lady Chargers as Bradford now has it. Dribbling to the free throw line. Now getting to the low block. Back outside. Bernie with a reverse layup as she gets it to fall for two. 34-11, Soli Buttes over Potter County. Lake from the right wing. Thought about a three-pointer. Now decides to dribble with the left hand. She lost control of the basketball. Coming up with it is Bradford in a turnover for Potter County. It's not what you needed in that situation. 28 on the shot clock, 35 on the game. Here's Allison Whitler on the drive, trying to go for a two-for-one opportunity. Her shot won't fall. Offensive rebound, Lydia Hill, and she'll throw up a reverse layup that falls for two. 36-11, Soli Buttes over Potter County. Quick shot by Kalp the other way, and she'll get the floater to fall. So now Soli Buttes will have an opportunity for one more shot. Down to seven, down to six. Lydia Hill down low, could not bring that pass in from Bradford, and it's a turnover. Peyton Stevens will check into the game for Potter County. Herman will go to the bench. 4 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Kalp has it with three, with two, with one. Mankey needs to throw up a three-pointer. She does, but it's left short. And one half of play in the books. It's Soli Buttes 36, Potter County 13. We will go to a break. When we come back after 3 minutes, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Brent Spray Service is proud to support the Soli Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brent Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Brent Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brent Spray Service.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great-looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg. See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Oh, Battlers!
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte's Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortson with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. It's now time for your Fresh Start Market halftime show. We want to thank today's sponsors for tonight's coverage of this game between Soli Buttes and Potter County. In the girls' game, we want to give a special shout-out to Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goodies, Stan's C-Stores, Sunrise Bank Dakota, Hovind Equity, The Corner, Great Western Bank, and also Brown Agronomy, Stewart and Daughters, Hovind Co-op, Prairie Stop, C&B Operations John Deere, Oahe Grain, Plains Commerce Bank, Barber Chemicals, Barber Farm Service, and also Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Brett Spray Service, Gettysburg Collision Center, and Montana Dakota Utilities. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down, in case of ice. It is now time for your Fresh Start Market halftime show. Again, Dustin Stortson with you on the DRG Media Sports Network. It was a great first half for Soli Buttes. The 12-3 Lady Chargers are out to a 36-13 lead over Potter County. Potter County is 6-7 on the season, and I tell you what, it was Lydia Hill. It was the Lydia Hill first half show for Soli Buttes. She has outscored Potter County in the first half by herself alone. 16 points in that opening half for her. She's actually halfway to a double-double as well. I believe she has 6 rebounds to her name. Unofficially 6 rebounds to her name this evening. Still 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And your keys to success, your Campbell County Collision keys to success, also brought to you by CHS River Plains. And, I mean, in the second half, the Potter County girls basketball team, they have to get these shots to fall. They're getting wide open looks, but they're not taking advantage of it. They're not getting it to hit the bottom of the nylon. And for them in that second half, I think that they need to get some of these wide open looks to fall. Also, they just need to take care of the basketball. They were sloppy at times, especially in that first quarter, taking care of the basketball. So those are the two main things I want to see them work on here in the second half. One, controlling the basketball. Give yourself an opportunity to score. And two, when you get that opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. Because like I said before, they've had some wide open looks on the perimeter, but those shots just are not falling right now. So if you can get those shots to fall, there's an opportunity for them to come back in this one. On the other side of things, for Soli Buttes, I mean, out to a 36-13 lead at this point, you know, it's you have to keep your neck on their throat at this point. I mean, sometimes these teams, when they build up big leads like this, they like to let off the gas. And so for Soli Buttes here in the second half, I'd like them to continue to put pressure on Potter County, because this team can score a lot of points and they can in bunches. I watched these guys and I was able to announce these guys against North Central, and they put up a lot of points quickly, especially when they were able to get offensive boards and second opportunities. So we'll see if Potter County can get those second opportunities, or if Soli Buttes can put the foot on the pedal here in the second half and run away with things. They've got a big lead at the break. When we come back after a 3-minute Agtegra timeout, we'll have the start of the third quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC. With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hovind Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hovind Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovind Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovind Co-op.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortsum with you on the call for tonight's action. We have a doubleheader here on 100.7 FM KMLO between Soli Buttes and Potter County. With the basketball right now, Soli Buttes, they will inbound it underneath their own basket as we begin quarter number three. Bradford with it. Top of the key, trying to feed Lydia Hill down low, working on Cronin. Her shot is blocked out of bounds, and it will stay with the Lady Chargers. Lydia Hill had an incredible first half, 16 points. She actually outscored Potter County in the first half, Potter County with 13 points. As a three-pointer by Whitler is up no good, rebound going to Kalp. And here come the Lady Battlers the other way. Lake has it in the corner. Dribbling and feeding it down low. Tyler Simon's shot won't go, but an offensive rebound by Cronin. She can't get it to fall either. Now she'll strip it away, throws it back out to the top of the key, and it's stolen away by Bradford. Allison Whitler dribbling the ball across the half-court line. She'll hand it off to Stevie Whitler, who crosses over Lake, now gets it outside to Coyne, to Bradford. Bradford on the baseline, dribbling around, and now runs into her own teammate, but is able to hand it off to Whitler. Whitler will drive on Cronin, throws up a tough shot. It's no good off the back of the rebound. An offensive board going into the hands of Lydia Hill, but her second chance won't go either. Potter County the other way, 6:45 to go in the third quarter. 36-13, Soli Buttes leading Potter County as Kalp's floater is good. The second time she's been able to throw up a wide-open floater that falls for two. 36-15 now. Whitler to the left side, Chicoine. dribbling to the high post, hands it off to Allison Whitler, who gives it to Bradford. Bradford back to Ciccone. To the far corner. Whitler has it down low to Hill, and her shot will not fall. It might have been tipped away as well. But Potter County coming down with the board. They still trail by 21. Here's Cronin down low, wide open. Look, and she can't get it to fall. Lydia Hill coming down with the rebound. And going the other way is Whitler. She'll try to go coast to coast, and she does. 2 points for Stevie Whitler. Soli Buttes 38, Potter County 15. Here's Kalp. Top of the key. Getting it down low. Cronin working on Hill. Tries to throw it back outside to Simon. Simon is finally able to come down with the basketball. She'll now drive, throws up a tough shot, and it rattles in and out. Offensive rebound going to Mankey, and the reverse layup falls for two. Full court pressure coming from Potter County. Soli Buttes leading 38-17 with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Whitler to the right wing. Bradford driving inside the post, gets it outside. Ciccone trying to feed Lydia Hill down low, and it's stolen away by Kalp of Potter County. Here come the Lady Battlers the other way. Now 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Tyler Simon throwing up a tough shot, but it's blocked away. Ciccone coming down with the rebound. Bradford will walk this one up across the half-court line for Soli Buttes. Giving her teammates directions on where to go as she gets the ball tipped out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. We'll stay with the Lady Chargers. Bradford inbound. She gets it in the Ciccone. Top of the key. Hands it off to Whitler. Stevie Whitler trying to feed it down low to Lydia Hill, but it's stolen away by Cronin of Potter County. Count. Looking for a screen from Simon. She'll feed it down low to Cronin, who loses control of the basketball. Now fighting for it on the ground is Bradford and Cronin, and Bradford's able to come up with it. She'll feed it to Whitler in transition. Whitler to the rim for two, and she'll put it home. Soli Buttes 40, Potter County 17, with 4:10 to go in the third quarter, and a timeout called by the Lady Battlers. 4:10 to go here in the third, 40-17. Soli Buttes will take a 30-second Actegra timeout break when we come back. The conclusion of our third quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Good luck, Chargers. From Oahe Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OahiGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Oahe Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
We are in your Actegra timeout break. Dustin Stortson with you inside the Jensen Rock and Santa Mowbridge broadcast booth as we take a look at that real tough livestock equipment of Mowbridge sports scoreboard. It's 40-17 Soli Buttes over Potter County midway through the third quarter, 4:10 on the clock, and Potter County with the basketball. It played a cleaner second half to begin with, but well, wide open looks for Stevie Whitler has allowed the Chargers to keep this distance between them on the scoreboard. Cronin down low, and the ball gets tipped away by Lydia Hill and out of bounds. 12 points for Stevie Whitler, 16 for Lydia Hill. Those are the two leading scorers tonight for Soli Buttes. Inbounds pass to Cronin, feeds it to the corner. Lake pump fakes now, gets it on a mid-range jumper wide open, but she missed all of it. Offensive rebound going into the hands of Emma Schlachter. And the Potter County Battlers continuing to have possession of the basketball and the shot clock violation. Kalp threw up a last second shot. It was blocked away by Stevie Whitler, and then the shot clock violation. So Soli Buttes will have control of the basketball. Ciccone has it top of the key, dribbling with the right hand. 3:30 to go in the third. We'll see if maybe the Lady Chargers slow things down a little bit with this lead. Lydia Hill down low, being triple teamed, and a turnover. Here's Tyler Simon the other way. A one on two as Finn moves down low. Ball on the floor. Lydia Hill picking it up and a foul called. Lake picking up the foul for the Lady Battlers. Had a head-on collision there with Allison Whitler. Both players laughing it off. They seem to be all right. That's good to see. 3:15 to play in the third quarter. Soli Butte's 40. Potter County 17. Whitler to the left wing. Bradford has it. Now back to Whitler in the corner. Trying to feed Lydia Hill down low. She's being double-teamed and another turnover. The double team seems to be working on Lydia Hill. Here's Kalf the other way, looking to go coast to coast. She tries to feed it to Cronin on the low block. Cronin can't handle it, and another turnover for Potter County. Allison Whitler the other way for Soli Buttes on the left wing. Back to the top of the key, Bradford. Looking around, she'll now swing it back over to Allison Whitler, who gives it to Stevie Whitler in the corner. Back outside to the left wing, Allison Whitler throws it across court. Bradford now dribbling with the left hand to the free throw line. Down to the baseline, Ciccone. Back to Allison Whitler, who threw up a shot off the top of the backboard. It was no good. I think she was looking to get the bank shot to fall, but put it up too hard off the backboard, and it's no good. Here's Potter County the other way. Simon, from the right elbow, throws up a tough shot over Ciccone, and that one will not fall. Rebounded by Lydia Hill. Allison Whitler the other way, in transition. Finds Ciccone down low on the low block, and that falls for two. 42-17. Soli Buttes over Potter County. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Kalp on the right wing hands it off. Schlachter to Tyler Simon. Loses control of the basketball. Cronin coming up with it. Handing it off to Kalp. Kalp throws up a floater. It's no good. Offensive rebound going to Schlachter. She'll get it outside. Lake now has it. Dribbling with the left hand. Back to Schlachter down low. Schlachter's shot is blocked by Lydia Hill. And Soli Buttes going the other way. Allison Whitler from the left wing. Dribbling to the baseline. Guarded closely by Kalp. She'll hand it off to Lydia Hill, who's working on Cronin, and a foul called. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. I believe that's number 24, Caden Cronin, picking up the foul. That is her third personal, third team foul of the second half. Lydia Hill to the line for two free throws. And the first one is left short. 16 points tonight for Lydia Hill. 8 rebounds, so she's too shy of a double-double this evening. Second free throw coming up, looking to go 1 for 2. And the second free throw is good. It rattles home. 43-17, Soli Buttes over Potter County. Here's Kalp. Top of the key, getting it down low. Nice feed to Lake, who throws a bounce pass to Cronin on the low block. Cronin back outside to Lake in the corner. Thinking about a three-pointer. Now she'll dribble with the left hand, getting it back down low to Cronin. Cronin outside. Kalp with a jab step on Whitler. Now she'll dribble with the right hand to the free throw line. Crosses over with the left. Throws up a tough shot. A foul called. And Kalp will go to the line for two free throws. 53.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. First free throw is up and in. ...43-18 Soli Buttes with the lead over Potter County now. And here's the second free throw by Kalp, and that's good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Soli Buttes in control of the basketball. Here's Whitler. Whitler to the left wing. Bernie down low. Lydia Hill working on Cronin, and Lydia Hill gets it to go for two. Lydia Hill back in the point column here for Soli Buttes after that huge first half where she had 16 points. Those are her first points from the field in the second half. She's now up to 19. Kalp on the baseline. Gets it back outside. Schlachter with a drive. Her shot will not fall, but she is fouled and will go to the line for two shots. 18 seconds to go, so the shot clock will turn off here. Two free throws for Emma Schlachter. First free throw coming up, looking to make it 20 on the scoreboard, and she gets it to go. 43-20 now, Soli Buttes with the lead over Potter County. One more free throw coming up. And the second free throw is good. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Makes the score Soli Buttes 45, Potter County 21. 15 seconds to go in the third. Whitler dribbling with the right hand. Gets a screen from Hill. Hill down low looking for her 21st point of the ball game, and she gets it to fall. She has as many points as Potter County has altogether. The half-court heave from Cal from Potter County is up no good. Three quarters in the books. Soli Buttes 47, Potter County 21. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout break when we come back. The start of the fourth quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community. We're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. For Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216. Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you as we begin quarter number four here in the girls' game. Our first game of a doubleheader between Potter County and Soli Buttes. Soli Buttes, if they can hold on to this lead, big fourth quarter lead, 26 points. They lead 47-21. They will improve to 13-3 on the season. Potter County would fall to 6-8. Fourth quarter. Just about ready to get underway here. The Lady Battlers will have control of the basketball to begin things here in quarter number four. Count top the key. Handing it off, Mankey in the corner. Mankey down low to Cronin, working on Hill, and Cronin gets the shot to fall over Lydia Hill. Soli Buttes 47, Potter County 23. Whitler gets it across the half-court line, handing it off to Allison Whitler. Now back to Stevie Whitler. She'll drive on Lake. Lake looking to feed Lydia Hill down low, and that's a turnover. Kirstie Lake coming up with the basketball. Here's Kalp to Lake. Lake thought about a three-pointer. Now gets it down low to Simon, who throws up a tough shot, and she gets it to fall. Four quick points for Potter County. Soli Buttes leading 47-25, 7:15 to go in the ballgame. Here's Whitler to the left side, Shekoine. Now outside to Allison Whitler. She'll dribble with the left hand to the left elbow. Hands it off to Stevie Whitler. Whitler to the far corner. Shekoine with the drive, and that's blocked. Cronin coming up with a block. Here's Kalp now with the basketball. Lake went down off the ball, but she was able to get up. Doesn't appear to be injured. She now has control of the basketball, giving it to the baseline. Mankey throws up a floater, and Mankey's shot will not fall. That would have been a quick 6-0 run for Potter County. Here's Whitler the other way. Whitler's shot, no good. Another block by Cronin. Back-to-back possessions, back-to-back blocks for Caden Cronin. 6:30 to go in the ballgame. And a foul on Lydia Hill. I believe that is her second personal foul. Yes, it is. Shekoine will go to the bench. Bradford back into the ballgame for Soli Buttes. 47-25. It's a 22-point lead in quarter number four. Here's Tyler Simon, a three-pointer off the inbounds pass right between the eyes from downtown. How about that? A 7-0 run for Potter County to begin things in quarter number four. Soli Buttes still with a big lead, though, 47-28. Here's Bernie. Turning to the left corner. Bradford driving on the free throw line. Hands it off to Whitler. Now Allison Whitler with it. Jump stops to the corner. Bradford dribbling with the left hand back to the top of the key. Handing it off to Stevie Whitler. She'll drive outside. Allison Whitler, a three-pointer. Anything you can do, I can do better, she says. A three-pointer for Allison Whitler. Soli Buttes 50. Potter County, 28. A quick three-pointer on the other end. For Kirstie Lake, that will not fall. Rebound goes to Stevie Whitler. She'll walk this one across the timeline. 7:25 to go in the ballgame. Whitler to Allison Whitler. Back outside. Bradford has it, and she'll get called for the travel. Turnover for the Lady Chargers. Chicoine coming back into the ball game here for Soli Buttes. Here's Count. Left wing, Menke, three-pointer, left it long, and Schlachter trying to come down with the rebound, not able to do so as the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Potter County, 5:07 to go in quarter number four. Bradford gets this one across the half-court line. She'll dribble with the left hand, hands it off. Allison Whitler dribbling to the far corner, hands it off. Chicoine. Chicoine outside. Bradford now on the left elbow. Bradford down low to Lydia Hill being double-teamed, and Hill gets the shot to fall. Count the basket and the foul. 23 points for Lydia Hill. Fourth foul against Caden Cronin. And the and-one free throw for Hill is up and in. 4:47 to go in the ball game. Soli Buttes 53, Potter County 28. Three-pointer, quick three-pointer is up, blocked by Whitler. Rebound going to the Battlers. Simon on the drive. No good over Lydia Hill. She'll come down with the rebound. And Soli Buttes in transition. Whitler looking to go coast to coast. Her layup will not go, but it was last touched by Schlachter of Potter County, and the ball goes out of bounds. Whitler to inbound. Allison Whitler in the corner now to Bradford. Bradford top of the key, dribbling with the left hand, hands it off. Stevie Whitler crossing up Schlachter, hands it off to Chicoine. Chicoine over to Whitler. Back to Bradford, a wide open three-point look, top of the key, it's no good. Ball tipped back outside, but Schlachter coming down with the rebound for Potter County. Here's Kalp, dribbling to the free throw line. Now spins around, throws up a tough shot. I don't know how that one fell for two, but it did. Soli Buttes 53, Potter County 30, 3:45 to go in the ballgame. Whitler to Allison Whitler, handing it off. Bradford now. Bradford down low to Lydia Hill. She turns around, throws up a layup, and it's good. She has been tough to stop this evening. 24 points, 10 rebounds. Make it 26 points, 10 rebounds, and a travel call the other way on Tyler Simon. Peyton Stevens will check into the game for Potter County. Whitler gets to the right wing. Bradford dribbling with the left hand back to the top of the key. Now hands it off to Allison Whitler. She'll drive baseline. Gets it to Lydia Hill, working on Menke and making it look easy. The reverse layup for Lydia Hill. 28 points for her in the ballgame. Here's Stevens looking to go coast to coast. Stevens with the left hand. Peyton Stevens gets the shot to fall. Soli Buttes 57, Potter County 32 in our first game of a doubleheader between these two squads tonight. Boys game coming up next right here on the DRG Media Sports Network. Here's Bradford for Soli Buttes, handing it off Chicoine. Chicoine dribbling to the elbow. Nice V cut by Whitler, who hands it off to Lydia Hill. Her first attempt won't go. Her second attempt won't go either. Another offensive rebound. Chicoine throws up a shot. That won't fall, but a foul called, and finally, a stoppage in play here. First free throw is up and in. Lydia Hill going to the bench with 28 points and 11 rebounds. 28 points, 11 rebounds for Lydia Hill. She ends with a double-double on the ledger. Here's the second free throw by Shaquini, and she gets it to fall. 59-32. Solely Buttes with the lead over Potter County. Stevens driving on Whitler, getting it back outside. Schlachter looking around. She'll give it to Simon. Tyler Simon driving to the free throw line, and she's fouled. I believe that will go against Bradford. Taylan Bradford picking up the foul. Subs coming into the game here for Potter County. Olivia Mickelson. Here's Simon. Off the inbounds pass, she'll get to the low block, throws up a shot, and it falls for two. Tyler Simon now with 12 points in the ball game. Here's Shaquini. Giving it to Bradford. She'll take it from the circle. Now dribbles to the left wing. Handing it off, Whitler. Getting it down low now to Shaquini, and Shaquini gets another shot to fall for two. 8 points tonight for Addison Shaquini. Here's Potter County the other way. 1:24 to go in the ball game. Tyler Simon, a wide open three-pointer. It's up no good. Whitler coming down with the rebound, and she'll go in transition. A two-on-one opportunity. Whitler trying to go coast-to-coast on Tyler Simon, and her layup will not fall, and a foul's called. Not sure who that one is on. And they will give it to Taylan Bradford. That's her third personal foul. .113 to go in the ball game. Solely Buttes 61, Potter County 34. Boys game coming up next right here on 100.7 FM KMLO and the DRG Media Sports Network. Annika Kalb checking into the game for the first time. She threw up a shot that went off the shot clock. And it will go out of bounds. So Solely Buttes in control of the basketball with 1:04 to play. Bernie swinging it outside. Solely Buttes able to get this one across the timeline. Olsen has it to Shaquini. Shaquini off the screen, gets to the low block, being double-teamed, now gets it back outside. Kenzie with a shot, that's up no good, off the front of the rim. Rebound going to Potter County. 40 seconds to go in the ballgame. Solely Buttes 61, Potter County 34. Substitutes into the game for both teams. Bernie coming down with the rebound for Solely Buttes. Shot clock is turned off here in Gettysburg. And a timeout call, so some substitutes can come into the game for Solely Buttes. 21 seconds to go. Round of applause for the last starter, Shaquini, coming out of the game. And a steal. Quick steal the other way. Kalp, Annika Kalp coming back the other way with the basketball for Potter County, but basketball goes off of her foot and out of bounds, so a turnover for Potter County. 61-34, Solely Buttes with the lead. And a near steal off the inbounds pass by Stevens, but she tips it out of bounds. We'll stay with the Lady Chargers. .15 seconds to play in the ballgame. Solely Buttes with it. Clock down to 10. Down to 8. Voorhees has it. To Baker. Baker lost control of the basketball, but she was able to get it back, and that will end things here in the girls' game. Solely Buttes 61, Potter County 34. We will go to a 3-minute break. When we come back, your post-game show, your Premier Equipment post-game show, and we'll name your Venture Communications player of the game right here in 3 minutes. Stick with us on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family-owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Brent Spray Service is proud to support the Sully Butte Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brent Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Brent Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brent Spray Service.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortsom with you, and it is time for your Premier Equipment post-game show. 61-30, complete domination for Sully Buttes over Potter County this evening. The Lady Chargers, they improved to 13-3 on the season. Potter County falling to 6-8 on the year with the loss. As you know, I mean, from start to finish, it was all Sully Buttes. They went out to a 9-1 run to begin things in the opening quarter, and they never looked back from there. I mean, complete domination. A couple players in double figures tonight for the Lady Chargers. Stevie Whitler, the point guard for the Lady Chargers, had 15 points, and it was Lydia Hill, 28 points, 11 rebounds. She had a double-double to finish things off for Sully Buttes. A fantastic game from her, and in that second half, she had 12 of her 28 points, and it seemed like Potter County was able to lock her down or at least try to contain her. You're not going to be able to stop Lydia Hill, but you can at least try to contain her. And I think they did an all right job with that in the second half, but it was just too little too late for the Lady Battlers. Again, they fall 61-30. We have the boys game coming up here next, but first it's time to take a look at your Venture Communications player of the game. And I think it's an easy choice this evening, as I mentioned before. Lydia Hill, 28 points, 11 rebounds. I believe she had 5 assists to her name as well. She will be your Venture Communication and DRG Media Sports Network player of the game. When we come back in 3 minutes, we will have your pregame show for the boys game between Potter County, who's 11-1 on the year, and Sully Buttes coming in at 5-7. That's coming up next in just 3 minutes on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg. See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers! With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake Supplements, available at Hovind Equity Exchange, provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake Supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Butte's athletics and youth activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortson with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. We have 8 minutes and 30 seconds left on that Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge sports scoreboard. Now it's time for your pregame show sponsored by Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. We will talk about your keys to success sponsored by the CHS River Plains. And then, of course, right before tip-off, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineup. Again, Dustin Stortson with you on the DRG Media Sports Network as we are just about ready for tip-off between 11-1 Potter County going up against 5-7 Soli Buttes. It's almost like reverse records in the girls' game. It was Soli Buttes who was 11-3, and now it's Potter County who's 11-1. I was able to watch the JV game where Potter County, the boys, dominating Soli Buttes. I don't remember what the final score was, but they won by around 15 points in that ball game and had an even bigger lead early on in that third quarter. Again, 7 minutes and 30 seconds before tip-off here. Dustin Stortsom with you, and this evening, your keys to success, sponsored by CHS River Plains. I mean, the big thing for Potter County is these guys are so deep. I mean, they are 7-8 guys deep on this roster. Anybody at any given time can score the basketball, and they're just so tough to stop, so athletic. Their guards are shifty. They can move around. Grant Lukens is such a good player. He was knocking down three after three against North Central. I mean, obviously, North Central, you know, yet to get a win. Actually, I believe they just picked up their first win of the season a couple nights ago, but a team that's super young and were struggling, and Potter County was able to
to have a lot of success against them the other night when I was able to announce that game, and it was Grant Lukens. I mean, he had a fantastic game behind the arc. 4 3-pointers. He was just having himself a heyday with that North Central defense again. But the keys to the game tonight for them is just to get out to a hot start, I think, against Soli Buttes, a team that's almost 500 on the season. I think if a team like Potter County can get on them early, you can get the subs into the game, keep guys like Cooper Logan, you know, rested on the bench in case you need him late in the ball game. I think that's always key to having success when your best players are able to stay cool and, you know, get you down the final stretch. For Soli Buttes, I think the thing for them is they have to get out to a fast start. This Potter County team is going to score, but if you can, you know, kind of punch a team in the mouth early on that it hasn't faced a lot of adversity like Potter County has. I mean, 11-1, this team, you know, and they win in dominating fashion as well. If Soli Buttes can come out early, go on a little bit of a run to begin things, you know, I think they've got a good shot to win this. Also, I mean, the big thing for them is they need to control the basketball. Potter County is not going to make a lot of mistakes, and that means you cannot make a lot of mistakes either. For Soli Buttes tonight, you have to be able to keep control of the basketball, you know, pull down rebounds off the glass and take advantage of the opportunities that you are going to have and the mistakes that Potter County is going to make. That's the keys for them in this one. Again, 5 minutes to go before we have tip-off here in Gettysburg, and we want to take a quick moment to thank our sponsors for tonight's coverage: Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goodies, Stan's C-Stores, Sunrise Bank Dakota, Hovind Equity, The Corner, Great Western Bank, and also Brown Agronomy, Stewart and Daughters, Hovind Co-op and Prairie Stop, C&B Operations of John Deere, and also Oahe Grain, Plains Commerce Bank, Barber Chemicals and Barber's Farm Service, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, Brett Spray Service, and Gettysburg Collision Center. We also want to thank Montana Dakota Utilities and the Law of the Court that is sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety wants to remind you to think twice, slow down in a case of ice. We'll take a timeout break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off right here in Gettysburg on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
With many years of experience as agronomist and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Soli Buttes Chargers.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, "In the community to serve," goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hove & Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hove & Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hove & Co-op, 948-2222.
Hove & Co-op.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Field tractors are green.
Good Luck Chargers, from Owyhee Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OwyheeGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Owyhee Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. Dustin Sortsum with you as we are just about ready for tip-off in the boys' game between Potter County 11-1 and Soli Buttes 5-7. It's now time to take a look at your Campbell County Collision starting lineup for Soli Buttes. It's number 1, Marshall Whitler, number 2, Landon Hepker, number 20, Dwight Kinney, number 22, Jordan Shaw, and number 33, Jesse Shaw. For Potter County, it's number 0, Cooper Logan, number 1, Colin Arbach, number 13, Seth Sharp, number 23, Grant Lukens, and number 34, Drake Bassett. We are just about ready for tip-off here. And the referee had to remind Cooper Logan to not step over that volleyball line there. And here we go, the inbounds, and tip won by Colin Arbach, and we will begin things here in the boys' game. Potter County with the basketball to begin things. Here's Lukens on the left wing, getting a screen from Decker. Lukens, now being double-teamed, hands it off to Cooper Logan. Logan down low, Arbach has it. Arbach outside, Bassett, pump fakes from three on the right wing. Now being double-teamed on the elbow. Bounce pass to Arbach, he'll drive, now getting it back to the low block. Decker outside, Bassett losing control of the basketball, tipped around and coming down with it is... Shaw, Oda Hepker. Hepker to number 20, Dwight Kenny, who's blocked away. Solely Butte's able to come up with the basketball. 14 on the shot clock. Hepker to the corner. Whitler down low to Dwight Kenny, and Kenny's shot will not fall. Cooper Logan the other way to Arbach. Arbach driving baseline on Shaw. Arbach back outside. Logan has it. Logan dribbling with the right hand. Gets a screen from Arbach. Pull-up jumper is no good. Left just long off the back of the rim, and the rebound goes to Jesse Shaw. Shaw to Landon Hepker. And a turnover. Here's Drake Bassett the other way, and a one-on-one. His shot's blocked from behind, but a foul called. Marshall Whitler was able to recover in time to block the shot, but a foul is called on the block attempt, so two shots coming up for Drake Bassett. First free throw is up and good. First points on the board. 6:30 to go in the opening quarter. Potter County 1. Solely Buttes nothing. And the second free throw is no good. Rattles in and out. Rebound goes to number 22, Jordan Shaw. Here's Whitler. Gets his pass tipped. Jordan Shaw coming up with it. Back to Whitler. Top of the key. Guarded by Bassett. He'll now swing it to the left side. Hepker down low to number 20, Dwight Kenny, and his shot is up no good, but a foul's called. We'll see who it's on here. 6:11 to go in the opening quarter. Potter County 1, Solely Buttes 0, as the foul will go on number 3, Logan Decker. And the free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up here for Kenny. And that's no good as well. 0 for 2 on the free throws, but an offensive rebound to Jesse Shaw. He'll throw it back outside to Jordan Shaw, but then Jordan Shaw gets it tipped away by Bassett, and a foul's called. I believe that will go on number 22, Jordan Shaw. Second team foul, first personal. Decker will inbound this one to Lukens. Lukens on the right wing. Double teamed. He'll pull up an NBA three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Grant Lukens from deep. 4-0 Potter County. Here's Jordan Shaw trying to feed it down low to Dwight Kenny, and it's over his head and out of bounds. A turnover for Solely Buttes. Potter County the other way. Bassett in the corner. Getting it back outside of the free throw line, guarded closely by Whitler. He swings to the outside. Luke gets another three-pointer. That's left long. And the rebound goes to Kenny. Full court pressure here by Potter County. Shaw has it on the volleyball line, being double-teamed. Gets it to Jesse Shaw. Now back over to Jordan Shaw, and a turnover. Cooper Logan, a football pass up court. Drake Bassett laying it home for two. A 6-0 run to begin things for Potter County. 5:09 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Kenny. Driving on Decker. Throws up a quick shot. That's no good off the front of the rim. Lukens coming down with the rebound. He'll throw one up court to Bassett again. Looking for the reverse layup. That won't fall. Offensive rebound to Lukens. And his second chance is up and no good, but a foul is called. Two free throws coming up for Grant Lukens. 4:55 to go in the opening quarter. 6-0. Potter County make it 7-0 now over Solely Buttes. Second free throw coming up for Lukens. And that one's good. 2 for 2 on the free throws. It's an 8-0 run to begin things. Hepker, full court pressure. Whitler now has it. He'll get it across half court, driving down the middle of the lane. Back outside, three-pointer is up, and that's good. Right between the eyes from downtown. Thomas Faries for three, and a timeout called on the other end. Timeout break. We will take one as well. Integra timeout. 30 seconds. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Ruck and Sandra Mulbridge broadcast booth. The timeout on the floor, 8-3 Potter County over Soli Buttes with 4:41 to go in the first quarter. Up-tempo action, some sloppy play as well between both these squads to begin things. We'll see if both teams can settle things down here. Early turnovers by both squads. Lukens with the basketball. He has the top of the key to the right wing. Bassett back over to the left wing. Now Lukens. Lukens guarded closely by Faries. Here's Cooper Logan. Overhand pass to Bassett. On the baseline, he'll try to get it back outside. Grant Lukens pump fakes from three. He'll now go to the free throw line. Throws up a two-pointer. It's good. He's got such a nice touch with the basketball in his hands. Grant Lukens hits for two. It's now a 10-3 lead. Potter County leading Soli Buttes. A near steal by Lukens. Kenny gets it stolen away. Bassett all by himself, laying it home for two. A 12-3 run in the opening quarter. Under four to play. And another near steal, but a foul call that'll go against Cooper Logan. That's his first personal foul. Second team foul. Epker getting it across the half-court line. Full court pressure still from Potter County. Kenny has it. Double-teamed right now. Gets to the corner. Jesse Shaw dribbling. Double-teamed. He'll get it to the free-throw line. Layup is up and rattles home for two. Landon Hepker gets two on the board. 12-5 lead for Potter County. Here's Lukens the other way. Wide open three-point look. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Jesse Shaw. And Soli Buttes going the other way. They trail 12-5. With 3:15 to go in the opening quarter, and that ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by number 13, Seth Sharp. Staying in possession of the basketball is Soli Buttes. Jesse Shaw with it, top of the key. Looking to the left wing, now hands off to Hepker. Hepker guarded closely by Sharp. Hepker down low. To Kenny. Kenny outside. Whitler a three. They needed that one. It's no good, though. And the rebound goes to Logan. Logan quickly the other way. Lukens. Nice crossover to the left elbow. Gets it down low. Shot is up, but blocked away. Alex Tanner with the opportunity. He could not get it to fall. And here's Hepker. Hepker getting it to the right corner to Dwight Kenny. Not a great pass as he tried to save it, but it goes off the back end of the backboard and goes out of bounds. So last touch by Soli Buttes. It'll be a turnover. 2:39 to go in the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor. We will take an Integra timeout as well. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Brent Spray Service is proud to support the Soli Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brent Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Brent Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brent Spray Service.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you. 12-5 lead for Potter County. The 11-1 Battlers going up against Soli Buttes. They're 5-7 on the year. They trail 12-5 early on against Potter County. Potter County with the basketball to begin things after the timeout break. Turnover before we went to that 30-second Integra timeout by Soli Buttes. Both teams have kind of struggled to take care of the basketball here in the opening quarter. 2:39 to play as Lukens will bring this one across the timeline. Zone defense by Soli Buttes. Bassett to the corner. Here's Tanner. Tanner to Bassett. Bassett on the right elbow, gets it to the baseline. Lukens throws up a shot. It's no good, but he gets his own offensive rebound. The second chance effort is up and good over Jesse Shaw. A 9-point lead here for Soli Buttes. And a turnover the other way. Cooper Logan coming down with it for Potter County. Here's Logan. No look pass down low. Tanner has it. He's being double teamed though. Ball on the floor. Sharp comes up with it. He loses control of the basketball and it goes out of bounds. A turnover for Potter County. 1:59 to go in the opening quarter. Soli Buttes in control of the basketball. They trail 14-5. Potter County quickly getting it across the half court line. Soli Buttes has been able to break this pressure and Hefker gets it to fall on the other end quickly. Lead cut down to 7. It's just being able to take advantage of those opportunities when you have a man advantage on the other end of the court. Here's Cooper Logan. Wide open 3-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Cooper Logan gets the 3 to fall. Potter County answering right back. They now have their largest lead of the game at 10. Here's Hepker. Down low. Nice feed. Another quick score. Thomas Farries gets it to go for 2. Now it's 17-9. Cooper Logan trying to answer back. A floater won't go. Offensive rebound sets Sharp around 3 purple jerseys, and he's fouled. I believe that's on the floor as Drake Bassett will head to the bench. Logan Decker back in. Grant Lukens to inbound. He'll get it in. Logan, top of the key, pulling up for 3, looking for back-to-back 3-pointers. It's no good. Rebound going to Hepker. Hepker, and a 1-on-2 and a foul called. Grant Lukens will pick up the foul for Potter County. It's the 3rd team foul here in the first quarter. Lukens' first personal. Lukens already with 9 points here in the opening quarter, and he'll pick that pass off. Potter County the other way. Jordan Shaw coming through. He'll intercept the pass and another quick foul on Grant Lukens. That's his second personal. The second foul he's picked up in the last 30 seconds. So 53 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Hepker breaking the press. Here's Kenny. Kenny double team. Hands it off. Whitler nearly gets his pass intercepted by Lukens. 3-pointer in the corner over Logan. That's up no good. Sharp coming down with the bound. 3 seconds separates the shot clock and game clock. Lukens from the left wing driving right down the middle of the lane. Count the basket and the foul. Grant Lukens with 11 first quarter points. And he'll go to the line for 1 more. Arbach, Bassett, looking to check back in. Going to the bench is number 24, Alex Tanner. As Colin Arbach has checked back in, Bassett will check in for Lukens after this made free throw shot. And he will go to the bench. 12 first quarter points for Grant Lukens. He has outscored Soli Buttes so far. Hepker trying to break the press. Nearly stolen away by Arbach. Now he does get it across the half court line. Farries trying to get it back outside, but it's stolen away. Cooper Logan one-on-one with Whitler, and he will go straight to the rim for 2. Transition buckets have worked out so far for Potter County. Here's Hepker over to the corner. Farries, 3-pointer. They need this one. It's no good. Offensive rebound. The second chance. The buzzer! It goes! Count the basket at the buzzer for Soli Buttes. 22-11. Potter County leading, though, at the end of one quarter of play. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Pro Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you for tonight's call between Potter County and Soli Buttes. Potter County, after one quarter of play here in the boys' game, leads Soli Buttes 22-11. They went out to a hot start. They led 9-0 at one point. Now have an 11-point lead at the end of the quarter. Both teams coming back on the floor to begin quarter number two. Remember, the law on the court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of this team and reminds you that snow means slow. Soli Buttes in control of the basketball as they will begin things here in quarter number two. Whittler has it top of the key, crosses up Bassett on the free throw line. Now looking to the corner, Hepker, nice feed. Far East throws up a shot over number three, Logan Decker, but his shot will not fall off the back of the rim. Cooper Logan the other way for Potter County, driving, throwing up a shot. It rolls off the back of the rim. No good. Grant Lukens with an offensive rebound. And we'll see who the foul's on. Lukens will go to the line here for two free throws. You can catch today's game on 100.7 FM KMLO. If you're not in your vehicle or you're about ready to get out of it, go to our website, drgnews.com. You can get the audio stream there. We also have a video live stream if you go to our website, drgnews.com. Click on stations, hit KMLO, then scroll on down where you'll find our live stream. If you want to see what's going on in this ball game visually. Hepker the other way. His shot is blocked on the low block. Last touch by Hepker. Harbach came up from behind, was able to block it away. .725 to go in the first half. Here's Lukens from the left wing. Pulling up a three-pointer right, but in the eyes from downtown. Grant Lukens gets it to go again. Potter County 27, Soli Buttes 11. Far East to Whittler on the volleyball line. Whittler double team, swinging it to the right wing. Now getting it to the left side. Far East throws up a shot with the right hand and it goes for two. 27-13. Potter County now with the lead. 14-point lead. Lukens thought about another three. That'd have been a heat check three, but he finds Harbach down low. Wide open look for Harbach. He throws up a shot, but he's fouled from the side by number 33, Jesse Shaw, and he will go to the line for two free throws. First free throw is up, and it falls. 28-13. One more for Harbach at the line. And that one does not go. One for two on the free throws. Soli Buttes coming the other way. Whittler, top of the key, handing it off. Shaw swinging it to the right corner. Number 22, Jordan Shaw, now has it. He gives it to Hepker. Hepker to the low block. Outside, Whittler, pump fakes, Logan. Three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound goes to Lukens. Here's Lukens. A football pass the other way. I don't know where he was going with that one. There was nobody in the vicinity of that pass. As it goes out of bounds, and a turnover for the Battlers. Grant Lukens, though, despite that turnover, he has 17 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal to his name. Hepker. Beating the press, gives it to Faris. Faris on the drive baseline, throws up a jumper, and he left it just long off the back of the rebound. Falkenhagen with the rebound. Here's Drake Bassett. The football pass the other way. His reverse layup will not go. Offensive rebound sets sharp. That won't go either. Soli Buttes trying to close the gap here. 28-13, Potter County with the lead. Nice feed down low. Shaw's Shot from the low block is up and in. Cut the lead down to 13 now. 5:50 to play in the first half. Here's Lukens. Off the screen from Decker. He'll cross up. Number 21, Faries, now go to the rim. The floater's up. No good. Offensive rebound set sharp. He is being guarded by all five players of Soli Buttes. And he will turn the ball over. Whitler coming down with it. He'll be guarded by Bassett at the half-court line. Dribbling with the right hand. Now behind the back. Nice crossover of Bassett. Who gives it to Faries. Mid-range. And Faries had a look there, but he gave it up to try to find number 33, Jesse Shaw, down low. And that pass is tipped away out of bounds. We'll stay with the Chargers. 5:23 to go in the first half. Soli Buttes not out of this game. Still plenty of time. Here's a three-pointer off the inbounds pass to White Kenny right between the eyes from downtown. And the lead cut down to just 10 for Potter County. Soli Buttes. Lukens driving right down the middle of the lane. His shot is up and good. Count the basket and the foul. Grant Lukens is having himself a first half here in Gettysburg. 19 points. Looking for number 20 right here. Referee going over to the scorer's table. Foul will go on number 2, Landon Hepker. That is his second personal. Eighth team foul. The and one free throw is up, no good. So not quite at 20 points just yet in the first half. Here's Kenny. Kenny double teamed at the volleyball line. He'll dribble. Falkenhagen. And Sharp guarding him. Hepker now, top of the key. Losing control of the basketball. Able to get it back, and the finger roll falls for two. What a finish there by Landon Hepker. 30-20. There's a tough shot off the back of the board. No good. Whitler coming down with it. He's got a 2-on-3 opportunity here, but he turns it over. Falkenhagen now in a 1-on-1 with Shaw. He'll feed it down low. Bassett a wide open layup, and the finger roll falls for two. Lead back out to 12 here for Soli Buttes. Whitler fouled as soon as he gets the basketball. Drake Bassett will pick up the personal foul. That's the fifth team foul for Potter County in the first half. 4:16 to go. It's 32-20. Potter County over Soli Buttes. Faries checking back in for the Chargers. Jordan Shaw will go to the bench. Bassett picks up his first personal. Here's Whitler. Driving. Throwing up a floater inside the paint. How about Whitler for two? Lead cut down to 10 again. Soli Buttes trying to get this one to single digits, but Bassett with a deep three-pointer. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Lukens, his opportunity is up no good, and coming down with the board is Faries. Soli Buttes can cut this one within single digits. Faries getting it to the low block. Hepker gets it stripped away. Falkenhagen coming up with a basketball. Drake Bassett goes to the floor. Here's Falkenhagen the other way. Lukens pump fakes from the right wing, swinging it across. Cooper Logan, jab steps, now to the free throw line, down low. Bassett, double team. He hands it off to Seth Sharp, who's blocked, and a foul called a late foul. Should go against number 20, Dwight Kinney. .331 to go in the opening half, and the first free throw for Sharp is no good. Colin Arbach will check back in. Falkenhagen to the bench. Second free throw coming up for Seth Sharp. Sharp looking for his first points of the evening, and the second free throw falls, so he will get on the board here. Lead back up to 11, but Soli Buttes, despite how things have gone for them in this first half, can cut it to single digits here. Number 22, Jordan Shaw, also checking back in. Kenny will go to the bench with his second personal foul. Chargers inbound this one to Whitler. Kind of a three-fourths court press here from the Battlers. Hepker over to Shaw. Shaw on top of the key to the left wing. Hepker has it back to the right side. Now down low, and it's stolen away. Cooper Logan Look at the speed from Logan trying to go coast to coast. Nice feed to Bassett, who puts it up with the left hand that goes for two. Great pass by Cooper Logan. Lead back out to 13. Shaw on the left wing, getting it to the right side. Hepker guarded by Lukens. Back to the corner. Shaw, a three-pointer. They need this one. It's no good. Logan coming down with the rebound. Nice feed up court to Lukens. Lukens between the legs, dribbling on the baseline, looking for the right-handed layup, and he gets that one to go. A quick 5-0 run for Potter County. They lead 37-22. Here's Whitler. Whitler to Hepker. Hepker back over to the corner, and he overthrew Shaw. A turnover for Soli Buttes. And a timeout on the floor for the Chargers. We'll take one as well. 30-second Integra timeout. It's 37-22, Potter County over Soli Buttes. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
Back here in Gettysburg, Dustin Stortzum with you on the call inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. 37-22, the real tough livestock equipment of Mobridge scoreboard reads. And we want to give a quick shout out to our video sponsors this evening, CHS River Plains, Cambies Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. We have your Fresh Start Market halftime show coming up here after these last 2 minutes and 25 seconds. It's been a great first half for Potter County, especially Grant Lukens, who has over 20 points in this opening half. Arbach in the corner to Cooper Logan. Wide open three-pointer. It's up no good. Rebound goes to Hepker. And Hepker will be guarded by Logan at the half-court line. He gets it to the right corner. Shaw back to Hepker. Over to the corner. Far East, three-pointer. They need this. It's no good. Offensive rebound goes to Shaw. He gets it to Whitler, who throws up a floater, and the floater with a nice teardrop falls for two. Cooper Logan had another three-point opportunity. Doesn't decide to take it. He'll hand it off to Decker. Decker to Arbach on the right wing. Pump fakes. Dribbles with the left hand. Now gives it to Tanner. Tanner to the corner. Decker now has it. Back to Arbach. Top of the key. Arbach with a jab step with the left leg. Now back over Cooper. Logan wide open three-pointer. It's no good off the front of the rim. And coming down with a rebound is Far East. Here's Hepker. Double teamed at the volleyball line. Looking around. Hands it off. Shaw has it. Over to Whitler. 1:15 to play in the opening half. 37-24. Potter County with the lead as they get it to the corner. Shaw. Back outside, Whitler, a wide open three. Man, they need this one, and they got it. Whitler from downtown, and the lead's cut to just 10. 1 minute to play in the first half. Sharp to Logan. Logan from the elbow. Looking around, he'll now get it inside the post. Tanner's shot is up, no good off the front of the rim. Hepker comes down with the bound. And again, Soli Buttes with an opportunity to cut this one to single digits. Here's Whitler, the top of the key, swinging it to the left side. Shaw has it. Back to Whitler. Whitler, a three-pointer, looking for back-to-back threes right between the eyes from downtown. And Whitler brings this one back within seven. 37-30. Potter County with the lead over Soli Buttes. Cooper Logan has the top of the key. Shot clock is turned off, so they have an opportunity for the last shot here. Logan, off the screen. Looking, Arbach, three-pointer, in and out. Rebound goes to Hepker, 4 seconds. He's going to look to take it himself against Logan. The reverse layup is no good, and that will be the end of things here in the first half. A nice run to end this one as we head into halftime by Soli Buttes. They just trailed 37-30. At one point, they trailed by 15. It's almost, I want to say it was close to an 8-0 run there toward the end of the half. And we will take a timeout break. 3 minutes when we come back. We'll have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on 100.7 FM, the DRG Media Sports Network.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers!
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake Supplements, available at Hovind Equity Exchange, provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake Supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Butte's athletics and youth activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by The Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at The Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here. It's time for your Fresh Start Market halftime show. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. Your Fresh Start Market halftime show, and we've got a good one here in Gettysburg. Potter County, 11-1 on the season, leading Soli Buttes, the 5-7 Chargers, but it's just by 7, 37-30. Potter County had a 15-point lead at one point. And Soli Buttes was able to rattle off an 8-0 run to end the half. So they're back into things here at the break. And I think if you're a Soli Buttes fan, you've got to be happy with where your team's sitting. I mean, they were trailing by 15 with about, 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. And you were able to bring it back within 7. I mean, that is a huge win going into the locker room. They're going to have a little momentum, some confidence on their side as they were able to tighten things up. And you know, as we begin quarter number 3, anything can happen, especially in high school basketball. So you're going to want to stick with us through the rest of this game. At the end of this one, we will name your Venture Communications Player of the Game during our Premier Equipment post-game show. Again, Dustin Stortzum with you on the call this evening, and we want to give a special shout-out to some of our sponsors for tonight's coverage, Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goodies, Stan C Store, Sunrise Bank Dakota, Hovind Equity, The Corner, and also Great Western Bank, Brown Agronomy, Stewart and Daughters, Hovind Co-op, Prairie Stop, CNB Operations, John Deere, Oahe Grain, Plains Commerce Bank, and also Barber Chemicals, Barber Farm Service, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, Brett Spray Service, Gettysburg Collision Center, and the Montana Dakota Utilities, who will be sponsoring the start of this second half. It was the Grant Lukin show for Potter County in the opening half for the Battlers. He had 21 points and 5 rebounds. 21 points and 5 rebounds. He was lights out from the field. I think he might have had one missed shot, maybe a second, from the low block when he was being double-teamed. But other than that, I mean, this guy has been lights out from the field. And when he went to the bench, that's when the run started happening for Solely Butte. So when he's out on the floor, this team has got a lot of success, and expect to see him quite a bit here in this third quarter coming up. For Solely Buttes, I mean, it's been a team effort for them. Whitler's hit a couple three-pointers. He hit back-to-back threes on that late 8-0 run to end the first half. And I think for them, if they can continue to break this full-court press, and they seem to be able to do it, especially in the second quarter, they've got an opportunity to win this thing. I mean, trailing by just 7 points, playing some good basketball right now. They've been able to keep control of the basketball. Not a lot of turnovers in that second quarter. And I think if they can control the basketball again, take advantage of those turnovers when Potter County gives you the opportunity to go in transition, you got to take it. And you just got to finish at the rim. We'll see if they can do that in the second half. We'll go to another 3-minute break when we come back. The start of our third quarter right here on 100.7 FM, the DRG Media Sports Network.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Solely Buttes Chargers.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hove & Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hove & Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hove & Co-op, 948-2222.
Hove & Co-op.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
Good Luck Chargers, from Owyhee Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OwyheeGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Owyhee Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortsom with you as we are just about ready to begin our second half of play. It's Potter County, 11-1 on the season. They lead Solely Buttes 5-7, 37-30 at the break. We've got a good game here. Right here on 100.7 FM KMLO. You can also listen to us live on our website, drgnews.com. You can click listen live when you hit stations, select KMLO. And we also have a video live stream as well, as starting to get some viewers popping over there as well. So if you want to see a video live stream of tonight's game, which I'm not going to lie, I think I would want to, make sure to go to our website, drgnews.com. Click on stations in the top menu bar, select KMLO, and then scroll on down. You'll find a link to our live stream. Start of the third quarter. Potter County in control of the basketball. Lukens has the top of the key, swinging it to the left side. Bassett getting it to the free throw line. Now outside, Arbach jab steps with the left foot. Now gets to Cooper Logan, top of the key. Down low, Grant Lukens backing in. Throws up a floater, rattles in and out. Rebound goes to Shaw. And Solely Buttes with the basketball. We'll see if they keep the pressure up. They've been pressing all game long, but Solely Buttes has been able to break it with ease. Here's Whitler in the corner to Shaw. Shaw, nice feed to Hepker. Hepker's shot up, no good. The ball rolls around on the floor, offensive rebound. Whitler thought about a three, and we have a referee's timeout here. 10 on the shot clock. The referee's getting together. I think they're talking about the shot clock here at 10 seconds. And we might get a fresh shot clock. Yes, we will. So a fresh shot clock for the Chargers here. 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Potter County 37, Solely Buttes 30. And we've got a good game here in Gettysburg this evening. Hepker will inbound for the Chargers. Referees just making sure everything is squared away on the scores table. And here we go. Hepker with the basketball to the corner. Three-pointer. This would be huge by Kenny. It's up no good. Rebound to Logan. He'll throw a football pass up court to Bassett. Bassett always seems to be there, but his layup will not fall. Kenny with the rebound. Hands it off Hepker. Hepker back to Kenny, who gets it across the half-court line. He'll now drive on Lukens. Lukens now outside. Whitler's shot is up no good. Rebound by Arbach. And Cooper Logan the other way. He gets it up court quickly to Lukens. Lukens pump fakes from NBA range. Guarded closely by Hepker. He'll cross him up. Swings it back outside to the right wing. Bassett, but a foul's called as soon as the pass was made. And we will see who it's on. That will go on number two, Landon Hepker. His third personal foul, first team in the second half. Bassett backing in. Throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Rebound goes to Whitler. Tough shooting for Potter County to begin this third quarter. Shaw back to the other corner. Stolen away by Logan. Logan up court to Bassett. Bassett in a one-on-one. He'll get the left-handed finger roll to fall. 39-30 now, Potter County. And almost a near turnover. Whitler comes up with it. He'll get it across court to Kenny. Kenny to the top of the key. Hands it off to Shaw. Shaw back over to Whitler. Whitler thought about a three. Now we'll drive in the middle of the lane. Throws up a floater. It's no good. Logan coming down with the rebound for Potter County. He'll now throw a baseball throw up court. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Solely Buttes. We've seen that baseball pass or football pass, whatever you want to call it, from Cooper Logan a few times this evening. Here's Bassett on the left wing. Will dribble to the top of the key, guarded by Kenny. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Potter County 39, Solely Buttes 30. Logan in the corner getting a screen from Arbach. Now looking around, finds Bassett on the low block, but he loses control of the basketball. Whitler comes up with it. Now it goes off the foot of Faries, and Hepker ending up scooping up the basketball. Solely Buttes with it. Here's Shaw down low. Shaw to Hepker. He gets his shot blocked by Lukens. Arbach coming up with the bounds. Here's Lukens. A football pass up court to Bassett. Bassett, a reverse layup. That's up no good. Off the back of the rim, but he is fouled, and two shots are coming up. 5:13 to go in the third quarter. Drake Bassett to the free throw line for two shots. And the first free throw is no good. So the poor shooting continues here for Potter County to begin the second half. And say the same for Soli Buttes. They've not scored here in the first 3 minutes as the second free throw is good. 1-for-2 on the free throws. The lead is back out to 10 for Potter County. Shaw to Whitler. Whitler will dribble up to the half-court line, nearly stolen away as Shaw is able to get it back to Whitler. Whitler, a three-pointer. This would be huge. He hits it right between the eyes from downtown. Whitler, another three, and the lead is cut down to just 7 again. Here's Lukens on the drive. Lukens trying to finish at the lane, and he's able to do so. 42-33, Potter County. Shaw nearly gets his pass stolen. Whitler coming up with it. Into the corner, Kenny has it. Kenny down low. Faris bounced past to Shaw, and it's tipped away out of bounds by Grant Lukens. Possession arrow stays with the Chargers. 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Potter County 42, Soli Buttes 33. Here's the inbounds from Hepker. He'll get it to the corner. Three-pointer, Kenny. This would be huge. It's no good. And an offensive rebound by Kenny now. Kenny outside. A three-pointer. Hepker for three. That's no good as well. And Logan coming down with the rebound. Cooper Logan in transition. On the free throw line. Nice feed down low to Seth Sharp. Well, I thought it was a nice feed, but it goes off the front of the rim. Hepker coming down with it. Getting it to the right wing. Whitler thought about a deep NBA three, but passes it to Hepker, and his floater is up no good, blocked away by Arbuck. Cooper Logan again. Up court. Sharp. His floater. No good. Offensive rebound, Cooper Logan, and we have a foul call, or no, a jump ball. Possession arrow going to Soli Buttes, so the jump ball will go to the Chargers. Cooper Logan actually kind of popped the referee in the mouth on accident when he was fighting for that jump ball. Oh, nice break on the press. Down low to Kenny, who puts it in for two. Lead cut down to 7 again. They scored in a blink of an eye there off the full court pressure. Lukens, double team, top of the key. He'll dribble to the left elbow. Gets it down low. Sharp has it. Sharp, blocked from behind. Offensive rebound, Alex Tanner, and a foul called. It's on the floor, though, so the shot will not count. Third team foul here for the Chargers. We'll see who it's on. And that will go on Landon Hepker. That is his fourth personal foul. He's got 6 points, 5 rebounds this evening. He will head to the bench. Quick inbounds pass. Sharp. Dribbling inside of the paint, gets it outside, and a travel called. Turnover for Potter County, 42-35. 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Whitler over to Shaw. Shaw getting it across half court quickly to Jordan Shaw. Jordan Shaw, double team, bounce pass stolen away. Here's Lukens all by himself to the rim, and he'll put it home for two. Lead back out to 7, or 9, make it. 44-35 Potter County. Here's Faris. Faris to the corner. Kenny has it, being double teamed on the baseline as he drives to the low block. Looking around, getting it back out. Whitler thought about a three. And a bounce pass stolen away. Alex Tanner with it. Up court, Lukens again. He'll put it home for two. Grant Lukens, 27 points. Shaw to Faris. Lost control of the basketball, but a foul is called on the low block. Alex Tanner picks up the blocking foul. That's his first personal foul, first team. Grant Lukens will head to the bench here. Oh, Inbounds pass, last tipped by Potter County. So Lukens goes to the bench with 27 points this evening. Cooper Logan, their player with the most points scored on the season for Potter County, only has five, and that's a turnover. Costly turnover for Potter, or for Soli Buttes, excuse me. Ryder Falkenhagen checks in for Potter County at the point guard position. 2:18 to go in the third quarter. Bassett dribbling with the left hand, gets to the lane, but a foul called. Be a reach here against, I want to say Whitler, but we'll see who it's on. It'll be the fifth team foul for the Chargers as they inbound this one quickly. Falkenhagen jab steps on Whitler, now gets to the corner. Here's Sharp. Sharp driving baseline. Nice feed. Alex Tanner down low, puts it in for two, and a timeout called. Timeout on the floor. 2:05 to go in the third quarter. It's Potter County 48, Soli Buttes 35. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216. Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you. 2:05, excuse me, to go in the third quarter. 48-35, Potter County over Soli Buttes. You can listen to this game live on the DRG News app. We also have a live stream on our website as well. Just go to drgnews.com, click on stations, and select KMLO. Scroll on down to the bottom of our page. You'll find the live stream there. Also have the audio version on our website as well. Potter County with the basketball after the turnover. Here's Falkenhagen. Nice spin move inside the middle of the lane, and he throws up a shot that falls for two. Lead back out to 15 for Potter County as they've taken control of this basketball game without Hepker. Hepker with four fouls, and Cooper Logan will knock this one out of bounds. Will stay with Soli Buttes. Man, this team is completely different without Hepker on the floor. Fari's will inbound. He gets it in. Shaw has it on the low block. Gives it off to Kinney, who's fouled. Count the basket in the foul. Soli Buttes needed that one. Makes the score Potter County 50. Soli Buttes 37 with a chance to make it 38. And one free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Falkenhagen with the rebound. He'll hand it off. Logan brings it across the timeline to the right side. Sharp to the low block. Nice jump stop, and he quickly scores for two. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Potter County 52, Soli Buttes 37. Here's Shaw. Shaw to the right wing. Nice feed down low. Faris gets it to go on the baseline for two. Soli Buttes answers back right with a two of their own. Logan, dribbling with the right hand. Foul called, and he'll go to the line for two shots. Jordan Shaw will pick up the personal foul. Three substitutes checking into the game for Potter County coming up. Third personal foul on Jordan Shaw, and the first free throw by Cooper Logan is good. Grant Lukens checking back into the game. Colin Arbach also back in. And it looks like Logan Decker will check in for Cooper Logan as soon as this free throw is made, and it is. Potter County 54, Soli Buttes 39. A lead back out to 15 here. Under a minute to play in the third. And Lukens will tip this one out of bounds. It will stay with the Chargers. 54.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Whitler. to the corner. Shaw, three-pointer. That's up, no good. Offensive rebound, far. He's blocked away by Arbach. Arbach to Deckard. Falkenhagen now up court to Lukens. Lukens, a three-pointer. It's no good. And it looks like a block in the back will go against Arbach. Whitler will have it off of the inbounds pass. Throws it up court. Shaw dribbling to the low block. Shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Kenny, he can't get his second effort to go. Lukens with the rebound. Throws it up court. Pass it all alone. He should be able to lay this one in for two. And he does. 56-39. Football pass up court. Kenny gets it stripped away by Lukens. And a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Potter County. Seven-point-four seconds to go in the third quarter. Trevor Marshall checking in for Soli Buttes with 7 seconds to go. This is the first time we'll be seeing him. Got to see a lot of him in the JV game. Lukens with five, with four. Pulling up for three. It's good right between the eyes from downtown. Grant Lukens, 30 points on the evening. Potter County, 59. Soli Buttes, 39. What a way to finish the third quarter for the Battlers. As we'll head to quarter number four here on 100.7 FM KMLO, Potter County with a 20-point lead on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options, from what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer. Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Soli Buttes Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
Welcome back to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortson with you. A beautiful close to the third quarter for Potter County. They now have their largest lead of the game at 20, 59-39. And make sure you stick with us at the end of this game, where we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show. Also, we'll name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. So make sure you stick with us at the conclusion of this one. Both teams back on the floor, and the tides have turned here for Soli Buttes after that third quarter. At halftime, it was 37-30. Here to start quarter number four, it's 59-39. Just 9 points scored in that third quarter for the Chargers. Hepker back on the court for Soli Buttes. This team is completely different without him. Here's Shaw outside. Hepker, a three-pointer. Would have been a nice start to quarter number four, but it won't fall. Lukens with the rebound. Here is Lukens. Trying a tough pass down low to Alex Tanner, and he'll throw it over his head. A turnover. That's not going to discredit the night he's had, though. 30 points, 8 rebounds. Too shy of a double-double this evening. Whitler over to Shaw. To Whitler. Whitler gets it across the half-court line to the right side now. Hepker. Hepker crossing up Arbach. Being double-teamed. Now hands it off. Whitler, a three-pointer, and that's good. Whitler has been good from deep this evening. 19 points for him. And Cooper Logan with a quick turnover. Bryce Hall not happy over there on the Potter County sideline. Two quick turnovers. Leads cut down to 17. Here's Whitler. Guarded by Sharp. Nice ball handling skills by him. Hands it off to Shaw. Shaw to the corner. Jordan Shaw now has it. Shaw to Faries in the right corner. Faries down low. Hepker back outside. Faries swinging it around. Whitler has it in the corner. Will drive baseline. Throws up a floater. It's too long. Offensive rebound. Shaw, and he puts it in for two. A 5-0 run to begin things for Soli Buttes. They're looking to get back into things here. Hunter County 59, Soli Buttes 44. Arbach in the corner. Thought about a three. Now is swinging it back to the top of the key. Logan, nice feed to Tanner down low, who puts it home for two. 61-44 Potter County. Hepker, crossed half court. Faris. Back outside to Whitler on the volleyball line. He'll get it to the left wing. Hepker has it again, guarded by Logan. Hepker jump stops the middle of the lane. The foul called. And will be on the floor, the fourth team foul of the second half for Potter County. And I believe it will go against number 24, Alex Tanner, at will. That is his third personal. Here's Whitler. Trying to get it to the left wing, and it was last touched by the Chargers. A turnover for them. Six minutes to go in the ballgame. Here's Lukens. Guarded by Shaw. Step back, thought about a jumper. Now he will pull up for two, and it's no good. Oh, that would have been a nice two-point shot there by Lukens. It gave him 32 as Hepker driving to the left wing. He gets stripped from behind, but it goes out of bounds. We'll stay with the Chargers. Kenny checking back into the game for Jordan Shaw. Shaw gets it in here to Hepker. Hepker to Whitler. Whitler back over to Shaw. Shaw trying to find the corner, but it's tipped out of bounds again. Last touched by the Battlers. This game not over yet. 5:30 to go in the fourth. 61-44, though. Potter County with the lead. Soli Buttes has been able to go on some runs. See if they can do so again. Hepker to Whitler. Whitler. Working down the middle of the lane. Back outside. Faris, a big three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound going to Faris. I don't know how he came down with that. He hands it off to Whitler. Whitler throws up a three-pointer. And that's no good either. Lukens with the rebound. Lukens trying to get it down low. Stripped away by Hepker. Hepker up court. Whitler has it. And a blocking foul called on Grant Lukens. Blocking foul on Lukens. That is his third personal foul. Fifth team foul. 5:01 to go. Soli Buttes needs some quick baskets here. Here's Whitler to the right wing. And another foul called. It's going to be a reaching foul on Cooper Logan. Logan with the push. That is his second personal foul. Sixth team. So one more, and Soli Buttes will be in the bonus. They get it into Faris. Faris puts it home from the low block. 61-46. Potter County with it. Bassett, a three-pointer, trying to answer back. It's no good. Left short. Offensive rebound Logan, though. He's trying to get it down low on the baseline, but it's stripped away by Hepker. Like I said, this game's not over yet. 4:30 to play. Whitler, now outside to Hepker. Hepker driving down the middle of the lane. He throws up a shot and a foul called on Seth Sharp. The home crowd did not like that call, but Hepker will go to the line for two free throws, trying to make this a 13-point game. Plenty of time left, 4:24, as the first free throw is good. Potter County 61, Soli Buttes 47. Second free throw coming up. And that one is good as well. So 2 for 2 on the free throws. And a timeout called. 61-48 Potter County with the lead. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout as well. When you come back, we will hopefully have the conclusion of this one here in Gettysburg. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Sports Network.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you on the call this evening. Daniel Peterson back in the studio for us. I want to give him a shout-out for doing a fantastic job running both games back in the KMLO studios. It's just a 13-point lead for Potter County as they lead Soli Buttes. They had a lead of 20 at the end of quarter number three. And that's trimmed down to just 13. There's still plenty of time to go, 4:24. In quarter number four. Potter County with the basketball. Lukens will dribble this one up across the half court line. We'll see if they use a little bit of shot clock here on these possessions with the 13-point lead. Sharp down low, nearly gets it stolen away, and a foul's called. Shaw knew that one as soon as it happened. That will go on number 33, Jesse Shaw, his second personal, sixth team, so one more foul, and Potter County will be in the bonus. Here's Bassett. To the right wing, Logan. Finding Lukens down low. He's being triple-teamed, quadruple-teamed as he gets it back outside. Here's Bassett throwing up a tough shot, and he gets it to fall. That was huge. Big shot for Potter County. Lead back out to 15. And right back the other way, number 20, Dwight Kinney puts it in for two. So the lead back down to 13. 3:35 to go in the ballgame. Cooper Logan on a drive to the rim. It's up, no good. Rebound going to Kinney. Hepker has it. Bounce pass to Whitler. Whitler bringing this one up across the timeline. Nearly got it stripped away. Hands it off to Shaw. Shaw over to Whitler in the corner. Bounce pass to Lukens, and it's stripped away. Up court to Bassett. He should be able to put this one in easily for two, and he does. 2 points, shot falls. It's Potter County 65, Soli Buttes 50 with 3 minutes to play. Here's Whitler. Whitler to Shaw. Jesse Shaw dribbling with the right hand, nearly got it stripped. Hands it off to Hepker and a foul call. That'll go against Logan Decker and a one-on-one opportunity coming up. 2:51 to play in quarter number four. Hepker to the line. He has 7 points on the evening. 1-on-1 free throw is up and good. Under 3 minutes to play. Getting some time here for Soli Buttes to mount a comeback, but every second that clock ticks away, we're getting closer to a Potter County victory. Sharp will bring this one up across half court. Hands it off. Lukens has it. Lukens thought about a three. Now gets it down low, but it's stripped away by Hepker. Here's Kinney in a two-on-one. Kinney down low. Shot falls for Faris. Lead down to 12. 2:30 to play. Lukens from the volleyball line. Dribbles with the right hand to the top of the key. Now to the right wing. Looking. Bounce pass to Bassett and a foul called on Whitler. And Bassett will go to the line for a 1-1. That is Whitler's third personal foul. It's a big free throw coming up because if he misses this, a three-pointer by Soli Buttes would put them back in single digits, and he missed it. But he gets his own offensive rebound. Oh, that was huge, and the floater falls for two. So it works out just the same. Drake Bassett gets his own rebound off the miss. 1-1. Here's Whitler the other way, and he's fouled from behind by Bassett. 2:02 to play. Whitler will go to the line for a 1-1. And I mean, these free throws for Whitler are big for Soli Buttes. One on one free throw is up, no good. Tip back outside. Whitler comes down with it. Here's Whitler, an NBA three-pointer, trying to answer back, but it's no good, and a foul called. That will go against Cooper Logan. That is his third personal foul, and now Soli Buttes is in the double bonus here. So they'll shoot two free throws the rest of the way. Shaw's first is no good. Falkenhagen checking into the ballgame.
Drake Bassett will head to the bench. And the second free throw is good. So 1-for-2 on the free throws. Cuts the lead down to 13. Lukens getting this one across half court. They really don't want to foul him. 1:49 to go. He lost control of the basketball. Gets to the top of the key. Decker has it back to Lukens. Lukens on the drive. Lost the basketball. Kinney comes up with it. Up court, but it's tipped away by Decker. Falkenhagen now with it. And a foul called. Whitler picking up his fourth personal. So he's got four. Hepker has four. And a 1-on-1 free throw coming up for Falkenhagen. And the 1-on-1 free throw is good, so he'll get a second opportunity. One more free throw coming up here. And this one is no good. So 1-for-2, but an offensive rebound going to Sharp. He's fouled, and we'll go to the line for two shots. Brian White, the head coach for Soli Butte, not happy after another offensive rebound. Sets Sharp at the line. 1:26 to play in the ball game. Potter County, 68. Soli Butte, 54. Second personal foul on Faris. And the first free throw is no good. 14-point lead, trying to make this 15. And the second free throw is good. 1-for-2 on the free throws. Here's Whitler. Whitler to the elbow, outside. Faris a three-pointer. It's a quick three, and he gets it to go. And a timeout called on the floor. We will take a 30-second one as well. 69-57, Potter County with the lead. We'll have the conclusion of this one when we come back right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Fret Spray Service is proud to support the Soli Butte Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Fret Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Fret Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Fret Spray Service.
Potter County with the lead. 1:16 to go in the ball game as they lead 5-7 Soli Buttes. Soli Buttes has given them a run for their money, though, this evening. Wasn't easy. Potter County, they had a lead of 20 at one point at the end of three quarters of play. Now it's down to 12. Cooper Logan with it. Getting double teamed. Tries to throw it down low, and the pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Soli Buttes. Visiting fans do not like the call there. Lukens will inbound. Gets it into Logan, and a quick foul called. We'll go against number 22, Jordan Shaw. 1:06 to play in the fourth quarter. So Shaw has four, Whitler has four, and Hepker has four now. So, really, the only two players I can foul right now are Kinney and Faris. And the second free throw is no good. 1-for-2 on the free throw. Seth Sharp somehow coming down with the rebound, but a travel is called. We had a travel called here. Shaw and Sharp got tangled up. And the referee signal, Soli Buttes has control of the basketball. Number 33, Jesse Shaw checking in. Jordan Shaw will go to the bench. Him and Seth Sharp got tangled up. The home fans did not like what was going on. 1 minute to go. Here's Whitler getting double teamed. Bounce pass to Hepker. Hepker to the corner. Faris, another three. That is no good off the back rim. Cooper Logan coming down with the rebound and a...
After the whistle!
Uh-oh. We have two players kind of going at it here. Cooper Logan and number 33, Jesse Shaw, after the foul calls. Brian White getting on Cooper Logan here. 70-57, and when you have tough battled games like this one, you know, sometimes some the tempers will flare, and that's what's happening right here. Cooper Logan at the free throw line, and the first free throw is good. Logan's had a rough game. He's their leading scorer on the season. He's scored the most points for Potter County, but only 9 tonight, looking for double digits right here. He's able to do so, and Drake Bassett will come into the game for Logan. 72-57. Trying to inbound this one up near the half court line. It's tipped out of bounds by Sharp. Shaw will check back in. Far east to the bench. 51 seconds to play. Jesse Shaw inbounding this one to Whitler. Whitler to the corner. Back outside. Three-pointer. Hepker is up. No good. Off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound goes to Shaw. Outside to Whitler. Whitler to Shaw. He'll pull up for three now. That's no good. And coming down with the basketball is Lukens. Lukens with 30 points on the evening. That is his 10th rebound, so a double-double for Grant Lukens. 24 seconds to go in the game, and Lukens will just dribble this one out on top of the key. This is a rivalry that a lot of people show up to, and it was a good game tonight. But Potter County is going to come out on top in this one, 72-57 over Soli Buttes. As the clock is going to strike zero, that's the ball game, and the final score, Potter County 72, Soli Buttes 57. We will go to a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show along with your Venture Communications player of the game right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers!
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Butte Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. It is time for your Premier Equipment post-game show. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. 72 to 57. Potter County with the win tonight over Soli Buttes. And, man, from start to finish, we had a good game. I mean, we had a good game. It looked like at times that Potter County was just going to run away with things. And, you know, like rivalries are, Soli Buttes was able to hang around for a while, but at halftime it was 37-30, Potter County with the lead. By the end of the third quarter, it was 59-39, Potter County with the lead. They were able to pull away there in quarter number three with a good defensive effort, only giving up 7 points. And then in that fourth quarter, it got within, what was it, 9? I believe it was 9 in the fourth quarter, but Potter County was able to hang on, and they win 72-57. Some tempers flared up toward the end of the game between Shaw and Logan Cooper, but you know, nothing really amounted to it. Just two players that are fighting hard for a victory, and sometimes you know, frustration fouls can happen. But it's a great rivalry here. I'm glad that I was able to witness this for the first time, and I hope to be able to call some more of these games between these two squads later on down the road. It's time for our Venture Communications Player of the Game, and another easy, obvious choice. Grant Lukens is your Player of the Game. He had 30 points, 10 rebounds to his name as well, a double-double tonight for Grant Lukens. He was unstoppable from the field this evening. I think he might have missed 2 or 3 shots on the evening. Sometimes it's hard for me to keep official stats with running the video on our website as well as calling the game. But 30 points, 10 rebounds tonight for Grant Lukens. He has himself won a heck of a game, and he will be your Venture Communications Player of the Game this evening on 100.7 FM KMLO. That's going to wrap things up here from Gettysburg. I want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors one more time. Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goodies, Stan C Stores, Sunrise Bank Dakota, Hovind Equity, The Corner, and also Great Western Bank, Brown Agronomy, Stewart and Daughters, Hovind Co-op and Prairie Stop, C&B Operations of John Deere, Oahe Grain, Plains Commerce Bank, Barber Chemicals, Barber Farm Service, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, Brett Spray Service, Gettysburg Collision Center, and a shout-out to our sports video sponsors this evening, CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. That's going to wrap things up here from Gettysburg. A special shout-out to our producer tonight, Daniel Peterson. I'm Dustin Stortzum saying good night. We'll see you tomorrow for the Hoops Classic. North Central is going to be the first team we're covering. Pre-game starts at 9:15 a.m. Have a good night, and we'll see you again tomorrow morning right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.